Hey guys, Ben Arkell with PassiveAutomation.com. Wanted to share a really important principle that I think many people don't get. They fail at this message, and they fail at learning this message. There's a lot of people in the world who want to work from home, want to have an affiliate marketing business, an online business. They want stuff to grow, but they don't allow themselves the opportunity to fail. And I think that's one of the actually failures of our public education system. Is failure is seen as bad. If you fail, you get an F, you get a D, you get whatever, you know. If you don't memorize the material, get a good grade in the test, you failed. Education truly is about learning and about growing and about implementing the things in your own life and seeing how it truly works. And so you have to allow, in an online business, you have to allow periods of failure. I want to tell you about one of my failures, kind of like on a smaller level. This past week, I've really done not too much. I've released a podcast, spent a few minutes working on a blog post, but haven't really got a ton done. Now, there's two reactions I could have. One, I could have this reaction of, oh, man, I'm not getting anything done. Nothing's ever going to happen. I couldn't get anything done for a whole week. Or I could just allow myself to have that failure and to be okay with it. There will be those periodic failures that one will have. Now, the reason I didn't get much done this past week is my sister passed away, so we had a funeral. But even then, I had plans to get all this stuff done and was hoping I could shoot a couple YouTube videos, get some blog posts out. And I feel there's this tendency when you don't get those goals done that you want to quit. There's a definite tendency to want to quit. And that's something that I'm just never going to let myself do. So that's some advice for those of you who are either starting out or you've been in it for a while and you come upon these periods of when you don't get done what you say you would. You got to fight through those and just put your head down and say, I am not going to quit. There's a great interview I listened to on Katie Richardson's Facebook page. She was, it's called What's Working Now. She was talking with Bradley Gibb, who he does financial education. And he basically, I forget his direct quote, but he said, I allow myself to have, you know, periods of failure, and I'm just going to get back at it the next day. And I think we need to be honest with ourselves and realize that things happen in life, and you can't let them knock you down and cause you to stop. I can just think, as I've been doing, learning more about affiliate marketing, online business, things that have happened to me, like kids have been in accidents, there's been sickness, there's been busier times with work, there's been death in my family, things that prevent me from working as hard on my goals that I had set, but I'm never gonna let that stop me. And the reason I'm not gonna let that stop me is I know if I push through everything that comes my way, I will be doing more than 95% of the other people, because 95% of the other people would quit. You know, I've mentioned I have another blog called TheShare.com. I've had it for 4 or 5 years, and there have been periods of time where I haven't posted anything, I haven't done much, and just keep pushing through. And I've, you know, been able to grow that to 2 million page views a year just because I don't ever quit. Same thing with my daughter's YouTube channel. Just keep pushing and don't ever quit. And that's got to 150,000 subscribers. That's where she's headed. So this was more of a motivational mindset podcast, but I think it's something we need to realize that, especially in life, life is just crazy. Stuff comes at you from every which angle. And you have to, from the get-go, realize that these things are going to happen. It's going to prevent me from reaching my goals. I can't let it stop me, though. I will not let it stop me. And tonight, you know, I got back from the funeral yesterday. went to work today, and tonight I just sent a message to my wife and I said, honey, I need to go back into work a little bit later to work on some things for passive automation, and I'm going to do it. And I'm going to forget the fact that I haven't been able to do anything for the last couple days, because I'm putting my head down and I'm just moving forward. So I would invite you guys to do the same. And if you have the desire, you can go to passiveautomation.com, check out some of the material we got there, and also you can find my YouTube channel, Ben Arkell Passive Income Automation, where we talk about how to make money online and some different tools that are available for you. So thanks for joining on the podcast today, and we'll catch you on the next one.